I just don't feel weird.
Did you keep hay in the barn?
Oh yeah, I had that thousand bales of hay in that loft down yonder and in that place.
Mm-hmm. Where did you grow much corn?
Plant much corn?
Yes, sir.
Well, yes, I used to. I planted a lot of corn here, but I finally quit raising corn and just raised cotton and beans and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Where did you keep the corn for the hogs?
Down there in the barn. I've got two big cribs down there I kept it in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you ever have anything that you called a granary? Was small for wheat or oats?
No, I never did have one.
Uh-huh.
I had my feed ground down at the barn. A fellow in Ripton come out and grind up so many bushels of corn, so many bales of hay, and as for the cows,
mm-hmm.
I've got troughs all the way through under them sheds down there now. I don't ever use them because I've sold out everything I've got.
Mm-hmm.
I tell everybody, well, no, are you farming now? I said, no, I haven't got nothing to farm with. I haven't got nothing but tomcats.
You couldn't pull a plow, huh?
That's right.
Did you ever keep chickens?
Yes, my wife kept a bunch of chickens. All that out there was in a chicken yard. And these locust trees all in there, shady. I kept them trimmed up and kept the chicken yard clean. And she raised chickens. She hatched them, a lot of them. Had a brooder. And so she got disabled to do anything about it. So since she passed away, I had all that rude whited out there. Locusts just like these all over, all the way back out in yonder. Had all that root watered and pushed off and made post out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't nothing but a snake arm out there. And then I put it in cultivation. That's why my truck patch is all out there.
I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where did she keep the chickens?
Well, she had a little house. I've drove the house out yonder. House is out yonder now. We sit right out there. And I pulled it out off that place out there so it would work it, but I quit using it.
Mm-hmm.
I use it kind of a tool shed.
When you get some little chickens, how would she keep the little chickens away from the big ones?
Well, she didn't let no big ones in there. She always kept the little ones. And she fed the little ones inside, where they'd go in there, and the fryers couldn't go in.
She didn't have a separate little.
Yeah, cook. It's separate. There's partition out there in that house now.
Oh.
I never did tear it out. And she kept, if she wanted to put any up, we never eat a chicken without putting it up and keeping it about. Weak chicken will fatten quick, and we put it in one of the sections out there and had to wire over the front where they can get air, you know, and get that chicken fat while we'd eat him, and that little ones back on there in the other part.
Nice.
They'd go out in the yard and she'd go out there to feed them. Well, all them little ones would run right in there. First thing, time she could get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the big ones couldn't go in there, that hole.
About how many nests did you have?